taking a look at how planting progress is going across the state of Iowa and an update into our grain market so far this week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Tuesday, the USDA released their weekly crop progress report, and for corn planted in 18 reported states, 87% is planted as of May 25th. In Iowa, 95% completed, which is 2% ahead of the five-year average. As for soybeans planted in the 18 states, 76% planted, and across Iowa, 92% planted, which is 8% ahead of the five-year average. I have with me today Alex Schaefer, who is a senior research agronomist with the Iowa Soybean Association. Alex, I think we talked about rain last week, and now I guess we can talk about rain again. So we're surely getting a lot of moisture for our emerging corn and beans. So any update there for the week?
Yeah, I think the farmers around are really happy to receive the rainfall that we've gotten over the past couple of weeks. Really good for the corn and soybeans that have mostly all come up, and soybeans are putting on their first and second trifoliate about this time, and the corn crop's getting up to V4 and V5. And over the holiday weekend, I saw quite a few sprayers going across the landscape. So I guess my hat's off to the farmers and the retail employees that had to work the holiday weekend getting some of that work done.
And for sure, we are not going to complain about the rain, but sometimes when you get too much at one time, it can cause issues. Is there anything that we should be watching out for in terms of disease or fungal diseases?
Yeah, is the weather that we're having right now. Generally wet, long dew periods in the morning, cooler weather. So if this weather pattern persists as the growing season continues, definite scouting is worthwhile in the corn and soybean fields to really know when fungicide application is appropriate or not.
And as we look at our grain markets, we've seen wheat over the past couple weeks lead a couple days lower across the market sector. And that was the case on this past Tuesday. Hearing from Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities.
For both wheat and corn, you're looking at, I think, very favorable weather and forecast for some very large yields in both the Chicago wheat and the Southern Plains, the KC wheat, so that larger yield potential is putting pressure. We're seeing a little bit of a rally back in the dollar. Usually that's been negative for wheat prices. Corn prices falling, I think, because of wheat, and then also kind of a non-threatening forecast. We do have some production problems in the southern part of the Corn Belt, south of I-70, southern Illinois, Missouri, down through Ohio, Kentucky. That limited area versus the area that really looks good. And initial crop rating, 73-75% good to excellent. So that has many people talking about the potential for reaching that very high trend line yield that the USDA has projected initially. Although I would also just caution listeners, there's a long time until we get the crop harvested and that trend line is attained. But at least for today, for looking at conditions on May 27th, we certainly have this U.S. crop off to a good start.
Soybeans have been really reactive to biofuel news the past couple weeks as well.
Soybeans a little higher on spread trading. The other thing is some optimism as we look towards the possible announcements on some of the biofuel programs out of Washington, D.C. So don't have too much hope for that. I hope it does come true that we're going to be seeing a lot of renewable fuel usage in 2025 and 2026, but that's going to be determined, I think, behind closed doors in Washington.
Again, hearing from Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities and Alex Schaefer with the Iowa Soybean Association. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.